The question for Danny Seward, DANNYFEWARD. Date of visit is 11/31/2022. Date of birth 5/8/1958. Date of accident is January 21, 2022. Mr. Danny Seward has been a victim of an automobile accident as back as January 21, 2022. He has a Dr. Kercher, K-E-R-C-H-E-R-R, as primary care physician. He was referred by his attorney for further care. He has a class catastrophic coverage for his issues that are emanating from the accident of 1/21/2020. For the chief complaint of the patient are pain in the neck, upper back, mid back, with radiation to the right arm involving all the fingers, and radiation of the front and the back of the right leg, which are mostly cramping and nerve and tingling. The patient attributes all of the symptoms to an automobile accident that happened to occur on 1/21/2020 at 2:30 p.m., where he was a driver of a Ford Explorer 2000 and was hit by a Grand Cherokee, which was driven by an 81-year-old lady at 45 miles an hour. He himself was traveling around 35 miles an hour. He was wearing seatbelts. Airbag did not deploy. Loss of consciousness, none. There was not a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The accident actually occurred on 19 Mile and Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, near Chippewa High School, C-H-I-P-P-E-W-A High School. The way accident happened is like this. He was traveling eastbound on 19 Mile to cross over to the Hayes at the intersection. The other car hit the passenger side front and then also T-bone in that area. This resulted the car, his car, to spin to 360 degrees, and it landed opposite to the traffic. And essentially, the driver had run a red light. The patient reported that the damage to the car is such that it was $5,000, but he was able to get it fixed with a much lesser cost. He reported that the front and the back door were completely damaged, fender was damaged, and tire rod was busted, while shaft was busted, axle was busted, tire was flat. However, he was able to fix it. But in the other car, airbags were deployed. The woman suffered quite an injury, and she went to the hospital via ambulance. He reported that he did not go to the ER the same day. He went to the ER next week in St. John Macomb Hospital on Mora Street. He was there for 3 hours. X-rays were done. Toradol injection was provided. Pills were given. History of the presenting illness. Patient suffers from headaches, which are number 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, located in the front back of the head. They are severe off and on, sensitive to the light, and appear to be like a migraine headache. No nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura are reported. Additional symptoms of TBI reported are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ears, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and loss of vision field. The patient denies any seizures or further loss of consciousness. He denies any incontinence of the urine bowel or erectile dysfunction. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures are reported. The patient does have weakness and numbness of the right leg. Other than that, no other issues. He denies any sudden anesthesia and denies any anxiety, depression, panic, and there is no difficulty walking. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain in the base of the neck, upper back, and mid back, but no pain in the lower back is reported. Yeah. However, he does have a radiation of pain to the right buttock and right leg anteriorly as well as posteriorly as cramping. In the right arm, the neck pain is radiating to involving all the 5 fingers in front and the back in a glove-like fashion. The pain in the right buttock is described as 10, and he doesn't feel pain in the lower back as such, in L1 to L5 variant. The pains are described to be present continuously as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, punishing, cruel, aching, heavy, tender, splitting, fearful. However, the pain intensity varies from 2 to 8, and the ADLs are reported affected is 8. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by bending and lying down, driving, and improved by medications. The patient reports of having an X-ray done, MRI of the lumbar spine has been done, and CT scan has been done in the past before coming here. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports that he has seen chiropractor for 3 months, and physical therapy has done. Loblaw firm is the attorney representing his care. Northern Radiology was taking care of his pain and the procedure essentially, and he was discharged 2 months ago after his case got completed and settled. He reports that to him it appears that he underwent 6 epidurals in the neck area, and he never saw any surgery people, as he was told that he doesn't need to see a surgeon. He has used a tense unit. He has used massage, he has used alternate medicine, medications, epidural injection. System review is completely negative, past surgical history none, allergies none, family history. Patient reports mother is deceased from old age. She was 81 year old and died 2 years ago. Father is deceased of a cirrhosis of liver. He has 3 brothers and 2 sisters. 2 brothers are deceased, one from tuberculosis and the other from overdose. And the remaining ones are all okay. Relationship status, patient lives with his wife and 3 kids of 45, 42, 37 and is married. Employment status, patient is employed full-time and he is working constructive engineering and he reads and sees through the camera for elevations, like civil engineers on the roadside for new construction. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has Loblaw firm presenting his legal issues. Personal history, patient does not smoke, drink, or he uses recreational drugs, especially sometimes medical marijuana. Mood is described to be good at around 7. Sleep is affected. However, patient denies any issue of anxiety, suicidal thought, homicidal thought. In the ADLs, patient is reporting that his ADLs are affected as follows. The sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9. General activity, work, ability to concentrate in relationship with other people are affected 8. Mood is affected 7. System review. The patient also further report that he has following ADLs also affected. Running is affected 10. The doing yard work, cooking in the kitchen and reaching into cabinets are affected 9. Home chores, doing laundry, vacuuming are affected 8. Bathing, dressing, walking, standing, while writing, and opening containers are affected 7. Dialing a phone is affected 6. Physical examination reveals the following. A vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 171 over 119. Pulse is 82. Pulse ox is 100. And the height is 5'6". Weight is 131 pounds. Respiratory rate is 20. And temperature 98.1. This is a 64-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia, and does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. He has a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam will be from the template, including neurological examination, that is normal, musculature examination, which is also normal. He seems to have a slight spasm, moderate spasm of the right trapezius and left trapezius, especially the upper fibers, with few trigger points noticed. Quadratus lumborum and in the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is not present. The paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. And paravertebral hypertonicity and tenderness not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion of 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30. Bilateral rotation is 35, hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test are all negative. distraction test, Sotahol test is negative. In the thoracic spine, the Roos test and slump test is negative. And lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive. Contralateral leg raise test is positive, especially on the right side. And Breger test negative. CAM test is positive on the right. And Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test negative. Distraction test negative. Fibro test on the right is positive. And Gonsalon test is positive on the right. Extremities. All the extremities are found to be completely normal on examination and no deficits are located. No tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins, none of them. Range of motion of all the joints is normal, including both the shoulders. No leg length discrepancy noticed. Gait is normal and the patient is able to walk reasonably well. Diagnosis. General V89.2 XXT 110, R26.2, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0. Spine, cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, M51.4, M23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, right-sided, is M46.1. Patient also pointed a pain towards the bottom of the coccyx, and there is a possibility of coccygeal fracture that the patient suffered due to this accident. There was not mentioned before. Please mention in the physical examination of the spine that the tenderness of the right sacroiliac joint is noticed, as well as tenderness of the coccyx is noticed. No excessive movement is noticed. The plan of care for Danny Seward is from the template. Treatment plan for Danny Seward is as follows. The physical therapy is not ordered because patient already has done 11 months of physical therapy nonstop. He is advised to consider a chiropractor maybe if further treatment is needed, or acupunctures and home therapy. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications that are provided to the patient are as follows. The medications have been put on hold until the MRIs are available. They were not available at the time patient was seen, and they arrived 2 days later. Narcotic analgesics, none are being provided. We'll wait for till everything is available, especially the old medical records and radiology studies. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and the remaining records. At the time of dictation, I find that there is a cervical MRI that is dated February 2, 2022, that is available, as well as thoracic spine is available, and a left shoulder MRI is available, and they are reported as follows. There is a moderate spinal canal stenosis and severe foramen stenosis of C3-4, C5-6, C5-6 and C6-7, and there is a C7-T1, and bulging disc is noticed throughout in every level. In the thoracic spine, there is a bulging disc at T1, T2, T3, T4, and T4, 5, T7, T8, and T8, 9. No spinal canal stenosis noticed. Lumbar spine MRI has never been done according to the patient. Interventional pain procedures that could benefit the patient will be cervical epidural, thoracic epidural, and that we'll have to find out from the records of Northern Radiology to see what they actually have done. So the patient may not be completely aware of what has been done. Surgical options are going to be considered conservative treatment has been exhausted, which looks like we are reaching there. But we have not tried all the injection treatment. We are still evaluating him. Neuropsych evaluation may be ordered at a later date, but right now it has not been ordered. Although the patient has the symptoms of TBI, including dizziness and forgetfulness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, confusion, and blurred vision and all. And it appears that maybe he had some studies done, but we are going to investigate. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered release investigation. We are not ordering any new investigation at this time. We are going to wait to comprehend all the records, except MRI of the lumbar spine is ordered based on what patient is saying that he's never had it done. DMEs, patient already has all the DMEs, including back brace, neck brace, and there are no new DMEs need to be done. Education is yes, and disability yes, follow-up visit yes, in 30 days, direct contact is yes. Thank you.